Welcome to another episode of Comic Syndicate. Check them out at thecomicsyndicate.podbean.com and subscribe to the podcast on iTunes. And now, here are your hosts, Josias and Adam.
Welcome to the Comic Syndicate, episode 207. I'm Josias at For the Villain on Twitter, at comic_syndicate on Instagram. I'm here with my boy.
I'm the Beaner. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter.
What up, G? What's good, man?
It is Monday, the day before Halloween.
Yes, happy Halloween Eve, man.
Yes, it's good, man. It's nice and cool outside, so I'm in a good mood.
Overcast completely today, dude.
Fuck yeah.
Kind of weird.
Sports are over for a couple weeks.
Good. Good break, then.
So, about 3 weeks when we start practice. Yeah.
Cool. How was your day? How was your weekend?
Day was good. Weekend was good. We hung out a lot.
We hung out a lot this weekend, dude. If my ex would have hated as much as I saw you this weekend.
Yeah, my ex hates, my wife hates you, though.
My wife?
I'm sorry. My bad.
Yeah, dude. Cool, man. We did Stanley Kamikaze this weekend.
Friday.
And Saturday.
Minus one.
Yeah, dude. It was cool, dude. I saw Kevin Smith. I saw...
We saw him or you...
Billy Bob Thornton.
Did you like shake his hand or
No, I saw him. He was at the Hot Topic booth signing and taking pictures and stuff.
Signing dude. What? His late books?
Actually, not signing. My bad.
His late books?
His picture opportunities and stuff. Oh,
okay.
Like yeah, it was cool. I always love those cons anyways, dude. It's not WonderCon and it's not San Diego Comic-Con. It's cool. We got in. They hook us up. So I mean, it's all good.
I had some problems. I had some griefs with the tellers. I didn't like how the booths.
Why?
They gouge.
The what?
They gouge. They gouge prices.
Oh my bad.
I was talking to
yes. The trade paperback.
Trade paperback. Anything. I was talking to my buddy Kenny. He owns a comic book store, Nuclear Comics. And he was saying, man, they fucking gouge.
They really do, dude. And was all more than cover price? $20 for a trade?
$20 for a trade, which costs $16.99 with tax.
18 something change.
And it's not a fucking, I wonder if they're going to run out of prints. No, bitch. It's fucking Rebirth Volume 1. It's you know what? It's just people don't know what's going on. They're taking advantage of
it. True that, man. But it's always a good experience. It was fun. Minus the LA traffic always sucks, but what can you do, man? All right, man. Do you want to know? I know, right? Do you want to know what we spoke about 100 episodes ago?
Yeah.
Okay, episode 107. We titled hashtag Bad Habits.
Okay.
And I think we entitled that because we were actually talking about and busting up over us playing Bad Habits in high school.
Oh,
but we were ruthless, dude.
It was pretty brutal.
You couldn't
a lot of bruises.
a lot of bruises, dude, for sure. At Mem the Beaner and at For the Villain play catch up on our Labor Day weekend and talk week one NFL predictions. Wow. And continue hashtag football talk. What the fuck news? Marching band in hot water over halftime performance. Do you remember that one?
No.
The halftime performance was they made a giant fucking cock and balls. Like that
I don't know why.
Yeah, dude.
They had to do that practice set over and over. Yeah. So it's like, come on, guys.
But like, who puts it together? Like the instructor? Like
he had to.
He had to, right? I forgot what school it was.
We're doing cock and balls.
Go back and listen to 107 for that one, guys. Police fire 84 shots and miss 83 times.
Fuck.
We hit Texas.
Blindfold.
Texas teen fatally shoots himself while taking selfie.
I do remember that
one. Okay, and this one I love. We should have entitled this one exactly what this is. Fight Club allegations at New Jersey daycare spark outrage.
Oh, yeah, I remember
this. Hashtag baby Fight Club.
You guys gave me shit for this one, too.
I loved it, dude. We were...
One stick, one leaves.
Yeah, dude.
Alive.
That's fucked up, but I would pay to see that.
Fuck, dude. That's so
probably
bad.
Probably more fucked up, I know, dude. Hashtag we hit comic news, DC Marvel news, TV and movies, Comic Talk Marvel, Weird World ongoing, and Fear and Loathing Las Vegas, Hunter S. Thompson. I guess they were going to make a comic of that, but I never jumped on board, and I'm a Hunter S. Thompson fan. We hit comic reviews, Daredevil number 18, Book of the Week, At For the Villain Rose 5 and 4, Star-Lord and Kitty Pryde number 3, Spider-Island number 3, Age of Ultron versus Marvel Zombies 04, Hail Hydra number 2, Detective Comics number 44, and Deadpool versus Thanos number 1. Shitty Book of the Week was Figment number 1, and surprisingly good was Secret Wars, Age of Apocalypse number 3, which was also Book of the Week.
Nice.
All right, man, that's all we got. We'll catch you guys next week.
Cool. You can watch the game.
Yeah, I know, dude. Oh, okay, let's talk about the games. Dude, we did hang out this weekend. Yesterday was nothing but fucking football day for us.
Yes, it was awesome. So
it was you, myself, Hector, and Val.
Big Val.
Always dope hanging out with those guys and catching your guys' game. On paper, what games stood out to you? There were quite a few that stood out to me.
I wanted Dallas to lose this weekend, but
that was a good game, and good game. Destroyed Washington for the most part, dude.
Man, it's a rookie quarterback, dude.
You're right on
Cousins.
That,
I don't know his fucking name, but
Ravens killed the Dolphins, although 40s. Flacco died himself. Vikings are looking great, but they played the Browns. Steelers had a decent game against the Lions; they won.
Yeah.
Seahawks Texans was a great game, dude. Scoring at 41-38 Seahawks.
Man, okay.
That was such a great game, dude. And tonight's game is going to be the Broncos at the Chiefs. Do you want to know numbers?
Sure.
All right, man. Last week you got 6 wins for the week. I got 12 wins.
How many again?
6.
I only got 6 wins?
Yeah.
You got 12 12? Wins.
Yeah. So now the score is 46 to 51.
Okay.
So I'm looking good on that, dude.
How many games were played that
day? 6 teams were on bye, so 32 teams. So
you had 12 out of
13.
Wow.
Unless I get today's right.
Wow, yeah, that's pretty good,
I'm on
dude.
Fire. I think I only got one wrong. So
Jesus.
And which one was that one? The only one I missed was fuck me. One of them I lost. But yeah, I was on fire.
Terrible for me.
I'm smooth, dude. Okay, man. So let's hit some Twitter love shout outs real quick, dude. I want to give a huge shout out to the 2OC podcast, Alan Flores and Anton Duong. We put them up on a website already.
Maybe.
Okay, we'll double check that.
Need their feed.
I got it. Okay,
maybe you did send it to me. I don't remember.
Okay, no problem. I'll send that to you again. Way cool cats, dude. One of them's from Allen's from Orange County out here. Allen's Anton, I'm sorry, is from Orange County, Florida. They talk more techie stuff, a lot of movies. They're foodies, so they talk about food. They talk about a variety of things, but they're a great podcast. They keep mentioning me and like, we should have Josiah talk about something or about theaters and
different things. Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, man.
Hey, that's
it's a one-man show here,
guys.
It's a
one-man. It's fine with me. It's fucking...
big shout-out to them. Big shout-out to Alexander Young from The Vape Shot.
Yes.
He's been following us on all our social media, so dope. Thanks a lot. My buddy Bobby from The Office, he's IT. He hit me up out of the blue a few weeks ago. He's like, hey, Josias, I'm on your website, The Comic Syndicate, but I can't find the banner for the Amazon.
It's fucking orange.
Yeah, I think he jumped to the Comic Syndicate site, not the Comic Syndicate dot. Well, actually,
.com.
No, the Comic Syndicate dot Podbean. I think.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So there's not a link there.
No, there isn't.
Yeah, you have to go to the Comic Syndicate .com. And then Johnny dude invited us out to a club on Saturday.
I don't do clubs.
Exactly.
But Joe does.
Yeah, I do.
Joe
I
loves
do, man.
Loves the women at the clubs.
Oh, I can't. I love it, dude. And then I put up a Twitter poll, dude, this weekend, dude. This week we ask with at Stanley Kamikaze going on this weekend, we want to know what content you go for. Number one, first option, cosplay dress up. Autographs, meet and greets, second one. Third option, panels. And the fourth option, I put comics / artist alley.
Cool.
Which one would you say you go for?
For me?
Yeah.
At this one or usual
comic? In general, I guess.
Panels.
Like, right. I would say panels for sure. And then number two would probably be the,
autographs?
I guess, comics artist alley.
Because yeah.
We go down Artist Alley, we know a lot of the talent, so yeah. Just to say what's up to them. And
I usually stay away from autographs because the line's so... I mean, depending on who you're getting, but...
True that. I mean, there's going to be lines regardless, but it depends on who the talent is, too, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
All right, man. That's all I got. Oh, and I guess about the 2OC one more time. Do they have a thing I want to look into? They have a Buy Me a Beer tab on their website. And I've been wanting to hit them up like, fuck, how well do you guys do with that? But I want to add, buy Josias a beer tab. So if you guys, as opposed to hitting us up on Amazon.com and purchasing, you know, everything goes straight to the podcast anyways. But like, fuck, I'll take a beer if you guys want to buy me a beer.
So,
these guys are dope, though, dude. Really cool guys, dude. Okay, man.
Sweet.
Week 9 football. You ready to rock and roll?
Sweet, sweet.
All right, man. We are literally halfway through the season already.
I know. It's sad.
I know, it's gonna suck, dude. I love football. It takes forever to come back around. Dude, baseball's great right now.
Ooh, last night.
Astros are leading now fucking 3-2, and it goes back to LA.
Tomorrow.
And, dude, those games are balls to the wall, back and forth, back and forth, back.
I mean, not just 1 point, like 4 points.
Oh, dude, home run, back to back to back to back home runs. I love it. I've mentioned it on Twitter before. October baseball is the best fucking baseball, mm-hmm. and I love it. Even though none of my teams are in it, dude, I'm loving these games, dude.
Sweet.
All right, let's go back to football. Dude, Thursday's game this week is going to be Bills versus the Jets. Who are you going for?
I'm going Bills.
I'm
going
to go Bills, too. They're in your division? They're both in your division.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting.
I need Jets to win.
I think you do. Next one's going to be Sunday's games, dude. Buccaneers at the Saints.
Saints.
We're going to sweep that. I like Drew Brees. Next one's going to be the Falcons at the Panthers. Matt Ryan's not Matt Ryan this season.
You know, after you play Patriots,
you just fucking suck. But then balls. Again, the Panthers aren't the Panthers this year either.
I'll go opposite.
I think they're the better team, but I'm going to go Falcons.
Fuck, I'll go Panthers.
All right. God damn it. Josiah's Adam. Next one's going to be the Rams at the Giants.
Rams.
We're going to ram it up. I like it.
Ram Nation.
Ram Nation. Next one's going to be the Ravens minus a dead Flacco at Titans. I'm going to go Titans.
Me too.
We'll sweep that one. Next one's going to be the Bengals at the Jaguars.
Jags.
I think we're going to jag it up, dude. Yeah.
Jag football.
Next one's going to be the Broncos at the Eagles. The Eagles are fucking still a top-tier team. We're going to sweep.
Sweep.
Yeah, yeah. Next one's going to be the Colts at the Texans.
I'm going to go Texans.
I'm going to go Texans,
I don't
dude.
Like, even with luck, I still probably go Texas.
I think I would back you up, dude.
Yeah.
Next one's going to be Washington Redskins at the Seattle Seahawks. I'm going to go Seahawks.
Washington.
Okay, interesting. Next one's going to be the Cardinals. Ooh, and we were talking about this, dude, on the drive over right now. I got a notification update saying that Janine Garofalo, your secondary quarterback, Garoppolo, I'm just kidding, got traded to the San Francisco 49ers for a number 2018 draft
pick. We need that pick. We need some defense.
You do? Let's just say Brady gets hurt this season, though.
Well, I mean, I guess.
I mean, but again,
he has second a round draft. Maybe he has a third round guy that we have to pick.
I don't know. So Cardinals at the 49ers with Garoppolo now.
Sweet.
Cardinals?
I thought they were going for Niners.
I don't know who to go for.
Wait, is Cardinals and Niners right now?
Yeah.
Oh, well, you have to go. I mean, Niners suck, so.
That's why, right? Yeah. We're going to sweep Cardinals?
Yeah.
That's going to be an ugly game.
I'm glad it's on a Thursday or
yeah,
Monday.
True that. This one's going to be a great game on paper, dude. The Chiefs at the Cowboys.
Yes. I'm going to have to go Chiefs.
You know what? As much as I do want to back you up, I got to cowboy it up, dude. I mean, I like Dak Prescott. I have Ezekiel Elliott. I have both of them on a fucking fantasy league.
Okay.
I have Cole Beasley on another league. So, yeah, I'm a Dallas fan.
Alex Smith, though, man.
Looking sick, dude.
Yeah.
The defense is questionable a little bit this season. But they're getting back on track. Next one's going to be the Raiders at the Dolphins.
Raider Nation. Stab, stab, Raider Nation, stab, stab.
Yeah, I'm going to back you up, dude. We'll Raider it up, dude. And the Monday night football game is going to be the Lions at the Packers, minus a dead Aaron Rodgers.
Packers. I'm still going to go Packers. I don't like Lions.
I'm going to go.
So we both have a bye this week.
We both have a bye this week, yes. All right, not bad. And I'll see you guys in
December?
The end of the season, December. And then I'll probably see you fucking playoffs on me.
Yep.
New England versus Steelers. All right, we'll get that going, dude. And you're going to go Packers, you said, right?
Yeah.
All right, Adam, I'm going to go Lions. I like Matthew Stafford. All right, man. And I have records if you want to talk about divisions real quick.
Who's number? Okay. Yeah, we have time.
Okay, AFC East, Patriots, 6-2. Bills are 5-2. AFC West is going to be the Chiefs at 5-2. Broncos are second with 3-3 record.
Damn.
Yeah, a lot of these. And that's a close division, dude. Chargers are 3-5. Broncos are 3-3. Raiders are 3-5. So that division can go anywhere for the most part. We have AFC North Steelers are in the lead with 6-2 record. And Ravens are in second with 4-4 record. We have AFC South. Titans are in the lead with a 4-3. A tight division, dude. And Jaguars are in second with 4-3. So they're both tied.
So technically, nice.
Yeah, whoever wins the most games between them, if it's a rubber match, you know what I mean?
Whoever rubber band.
Won, yeah. NFC East, we have the Eagles in the lead, the best record in the NFL with that 7-1 record. Cowboys are right behind them with 4-3.
I don't think they're going to catch up.
I think they will.
7-1?
They can win. I haven't seen their record, but I mean.
Eagles have to lose two times.
At least, but Cowboys have to fucking keep it on too, dude. Yeah. Next one's going to be the NFC West is going to be the Seahawks are in the lead. Wow, trip out on this. 5-2 record.
Okay.
Tied for with them is the Rams with the 5-2.
Yeah.
Trip out, right?
Ram it up, bitches.
And then we have the NFC North. The Vikings are in the lead with a 6-2 record. Packers are in second with a 4-3 record.
Man.
NFC South, the Saints are in the lead with a 5-2 record. Panthers are in second with a 5-3 record.
Wow.
So I thought I'd throw out
cool, man.
That real quick for us, to just so we can see where the standings are for
good
the most
season.
Part.
Good season so
okay,
far.
Okay, man. We can end up spooky story
spooky.
Talk, man. All right, man. Number 13. When I was about 12 and started getting left alone at home, something used to shush me. I'd be pouring cereal, singing along to the TV, and suddenly, shh. First time it happened, I absolutely crapped myself, and I didn't say a word until someone came home. I didn't tell anyone because I didn't think anyone would believe me. I'd even start to convince myself it was just my imagination, but then it would happen again. I think it happened about five or six times. One Saturday morning, I was in my top bunk. The beds were super noisy, and the slightest of moves would result in them creaking. Shh. I thought it was my younger sister and decided to annoy her further. I started rocking about in my bunk, making as much noise as I possibly could, and suddenly, shh.
Wow.
That's right.
That kind of scared me.
I thought it was my younger sister and decided to annoy her. Okay, I chuckled, still thinking it was my sister. And then she whispered nervously from below, "Was that you?" Shushing. Was that you? That's dude. I put my head down and said, "No, it was you." She looked terrified. Her eyes welled up with tears, and she said, "No, it wasn't." She ran out of the room crying and wouldn't come back in for a long time. I realized it must have been the shushy ghost and was overcome with relief that I wasn't crazy because someone else had actually bloody heard it. These are all coming off of Reddit.
Pretty fucking, I would freak out too.
Number 14. Yeah, right? Number 14, unknown number. My grandmother died of brain cancer about 20 years ago. About 2 weeks after she died, I was hanging out over at my parents' place and my mom got a call. No number, no unknown number, just blank caller ID. She answered it, got quiet, hung up, and went to her room without saying anything. When I finally got her to talk about it, she said it was her mother, saying she was trapped and please come get her because they wouldn't leave her. Over and over again, the phone disconnected. I asked her about it a few years ago, and she denied it happened for a bit, then admitted that it happened 2 more times that year and then stopped. But she didn't want to discuss it anymore.
Wow, that's kind of freaky, dude.
Number 15, the graveyard. My cousin's son did this. He was 3 and sitting behind my cousin in the car. When they stopped at a red light, he said to my cousin, "Mom, can I play with those kids? They're calling me to play." She looked out her window and she was looking over at a graveyard. Scary shit, man.
There's no kids there, bitch.
Right, dude? Number 16, the shadow. Years ago, I was sleeping with my fiance at his mother's house. I woke up in the middle of the night and the weirdest feeling that someone was watching me. So that's kind of happened here, you said, right?
Yes.
I scanned the room and noticed something was standing right at the foot of the bed on my fiance's side. The figure was pitch black and featureless. I'm terrified. I think, oh, I must be dreaming. Then I look over at my fiance and he's staring at it too. It was the most horrifying moment ever. Suddenly, my fiance sits up really quickly and aggressively. In that moment, the thing disappeared. Afterward, I wanted to dig a hole in the mattress and sleep underneath him. I found out later that pretty much everyone in his family has seen this thing, and they call it the shadow. It makes my skin crawl thinking about it. That night was the most frightened I have ever been in my life. What's it?
It's pretty scary, dude, when you see something like that, dude.
Yeah, I've seen visions, dude. And
like, what the fuck? Who the fuck is this, dude?
Most of the time, I think it's my mind fucking around with me.
Uh-huh.
But I really don't want to dwell on shit either. And I don't
kind of
really
close your eyes and, like, roll over.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, if I don't see it.
Like a little bitch, yeah.
If I don't see it, maybe he won't fuck with me.
Kind of. You can't see me, motherfucker.
I'm right here.
Yeah. Go, shh, I told you. Number 17, footsteps. The only one I have is when I was in the 4th grade. When I was little, I would always sleep with my door open. I went through a phase where I would wake up between 3 and 4 a.m. every night. And every single night, I would hear footsteps walking up my stairs, around my living room, through my dining room, across my kitchen, and down my hallway. They would always stop right before my doorway, then turn around and go back into the basement. But one night, they didn't stop. What I saw was a shadow of a little girl, boy, couldn't tell, walk right in front of my doorway, look at me for a few seconds, then it walked away, back down the stairs. I slept with the door closed the next night. So, crazy. Number 18, leave my family alone.
Bitch.
This was around 7 years ago in a home we'd had paranormal troubles with before, including shadow people and noises. 100-year-old homes are like that. Anyways, it was around midnight and my brother and I were fast asleep upstairs. Our parents were downstairs watching some TV show like Ghost Hunters or Ghost Adventurers. Ghost Adventurers or something. You scared me, dude.
Sorry, bro.
I'm like, what the fuck was that? Or something like that. And when the episode ended, they were talking about spirits and stuff. Now, the layout of the living room was like this. The TV facing the chair my father was sitting in, which is facing perpendicular to the couch my mom was sitting in. Since they were talking, my dad was facing my mom and sees the damnedest thing. As my mother is speaking, the end of the couch she is sitting on is slowly lifting itself into the air. She stops talking when she feels it happening, and less than a second later, the couch drops from about a foot in the air. Well, my dad is all into ghost hunting stuff, so he stands up out of his chair and yells, "Fucker, you will not mess with my family. Leave my family alone, you fucking bastard." As he continues the yelling, all while walking across the living room into the den, which is the creepiest part of the house, the den did just not ever feel like a safe place. It was always cold, and sometimes I'd hear my piano in there playing random notes by itself. He had been added onto the house most recently, so I think that's why. He went in there and continued the yelling. He flipped the lights on just in time for every door in the room to slam itself shut. There were three. Immediate peace and quiet. We never had another incident. No more shadow people. No more noises. No more creepy feelings. I guess they left or something.
What the fuck?
Isn't that right?
Listen, bitch. Stop fucking my wife while I'm sleeping.
And then the last one, number 19, dude. The watering hole. Here is my story that I post whenever someone asks this or something similar. My wife and I moved into my parents' house when my uncle died unexpectedly in 2009. They had to move in with my grandmother to take care of her, so we assumed ownership of my parents' house. Now, this house had been a watering hole for my town back in the day. The well is in the basement. It is a hole in my basement floor covered... It is a hole in my basement floor covered by a 5-foot-wide slate rock. This is important because our priest told us spirits can travel along waterways, which is why every time we bless the house, it is only calm for a few months before things start happening again. Anyways, we move into the house and things are nice. Everything is calm and my wife, fiance at the time, and I are happy to be out of my sister's house. Once my wife gets pregnant, things kick into higher gear. Her shoes go missing on a daily basis when every day she puts them in the same spot after work. One day when she was in the attic, she heard a woman ask, "Is that my baby?"
Wow.
That's gotta be freaky, dude. She said the woman sounded genuinely confused as to whose unborn baby she was pregnant with. Things kept escalating until one night when I was just about to turn off the lights and go to bed when I see a black mass by my wife's side of the bed. It was pitch black and completely solid, but before I realized what I was looking at, my hand flipped off the lights and my sleeping wife immediately started speaking in what sounded like French.
Oh.
Since we took French in high school and college, we deduced that she was saying, "Je me suis," I don't know what that is, which means "I am myself." Wow, crazy. Next evening, we were at a play rehearsal for our local acting group, and we were talking to our friend Rhonda. As we were talking to her about random bits of small talk, we noticed she seemed very distracted. She kept glancing quickly from side to side, the way you would if you were watching a bug zigzag around a room. We asked what was going on, and she said, "I don't know. This sounds crazy, but there is this black thing in the auditorium. Every time I look at it, it moves. I just can't get a fix on it." We freak out immediately and tell her our story. We leave the auditorium and call a priest to have a blessing for the house. As he is blessing the house, he stops and does a double take at one of the crosses hanging on the wall. After the blessing is over, he asks about it. My wife says it is beautiful and it called to her. She had to have it, she said. He leaned back in and said, "That's interesting. It's a Benedictine crucifix." We reply with, "Okay." And he continues to say, "Benedictine crucifixes are used in exorcisms. It is very interesting that this crucifix called to you so strongly."
Get rid of the fucking cross.
That's pretty much what it is. That's some freaky shit, dude. Yeah, especially crucifixes, especially exorcisms. My dad is a minister, dude, ordained fucking minister, and he's done exorcisms
before. Really?
Yeah. And he's told me some gnarly stories of going to Mexico and doing exorcisms out there. And even, fuck, dude, an old church when we used to go to as kids, one of the sisters got possessed, and he said, the movies are no joke. Like, she's talking in tongues.
Right.
She's saying terrible things to these people. Like,
Like a comic syndicate show? Like the comic syndicate show?
Pretty much, dude, yeah. And she's, like, telling them personal things about themselves, but, like,
How would you know that?
You cheated on your fucking wife. And, like, yeah, shit like that. And he said, like, they had to restrain her, and it took, like, 4 or 5 guys to restrain her. So, yeah, gnarly, dude. I believe in that shit, dude.
Yeah, I believe in, like, exorcists and shit like that. I don't want to mess with that stuff.
So that's the only spooky story I got for this year.
I got to get more spooky shit, like, go to haunted houses or something.
Let's go to one. My buddy Adam told me there's one down the street.
Damn it. All right. That was I fucked up on that invitation. I didn't think you were going to go. Like, oh, let's go.
Let's do it, guy. All right, man. Commercials, I guess, right?
Cool. Go to thecomicsyndicate.com. You're going to find lots of banners and shit. We'll go to Amazon and buy whatever you're going to buy. And they don't gouge you as bad as cons do. But if you're looking for books, they have a lot of comic books for cheap. And then they even have, like used stuff. So you get, like, a book. Cost $30 at the store, but some guy's selling it used for like $5. It's really good. Whatever you buy helps us out with our Podbean, with our domain name and all that good stuff. Audible is really good too if you don't have time to read, and you used to be a good reader and there's so many good books. It's like, man, I have no time to read. This is a good time to click on Audible, sign up for a 30-day trial. And if you don't like it, cancel it, but you get a free book. Whatever book you want. They have pretty much whatever's being written will have an audible file.
Yeah, guys, thanks to everyone that has jumped on the Comic Syndicate site. Everyone that has jumped on the Amazon, we appreciate the help. Adam, real quick, dude, we are going to hit our end of the year podcast in 2 months. November is in 2 days, yo.
Oh,
so what, I need what? You to start compiling your best of.
I thought it was the end of December.
Yeah, we got 2 months.
Oh, okay.
That's what I'm saying.
You said November. I'm like, wait,
well,
what?
November is November, December. That gives us 8 podcasts.
Okay. I got it already done, dude.
You're so funny.
I fucking.
And then top 3 funny stories that I've told you throughout the year that you're like, fucking Josiah. Like, that one stood out.
I already know the funniest one you said.
Oh, save it. I want it to be a surprise.
Okay.
Because I think I've got. We've had an interesting year.
Yeah.
I've had an exciting year.
I've had a weird year, but yeah.
Fuck it, man. Okay, man. Everyone that does listen to you guys can find me at comic_syndicate on Instagram. I'm at ForTheVillain on Twitter. You guys can find at @CS_Bell on Twitter as well. You guys can find my boy at MemTheBeaner on every social media site at MemTheBeaner. We'll be right back with
Comic Talk.
Hey, this is Scott Snyder. I'm writing All-Star Batman this year, and you're listening to the Comic Syndicate.
I'm Mitch Gerrans, the artist of Sheriff of Babylon.
I'm Tom King, the writer of Sheriff of Babylon, and you're listening to the Comic Syndicate.
This is Kevin Conroy, the voice of Batman, and you're listening to the Comics Syndicate.
Hi, my name is Brian Bucciolato, and I listen to the Comic Syndicate.
Hi, this is Chris Michello. We're hanging out here at Frank and Sons, and we're having a good time on a Sunday or Saturday afternoon, and you're listening to me live on the Comic Syndicate.
Hi, this is Brian Michael Bendis, and you are listening to the Comic Syndicate.
Comic Talk.
Okay, we're back.
Comic Talk.
Comic Talk.
Well, before Comic Talk, dude, my supervisor, Cool Cat, dude, one of the boys at work, Carl, sent me, myself and RG, a link in one of our group texts we have. It was a link to the Chester Bennington Life Celebration that happened at the Hollywood Bowl this week.
We watched it online.
Shivers, dude. Like, it's, I think, good, it's sad, it's dope, dude.
Margo and I cried when they had the numb.
Oh, man.
When no one sang it, just had that green...
the planner or whatever, right? What was that?
I don't know what it was. It was the stage. I don't know what the fuck it was, but it was, like, really sad.
When the audience was singing?
Yeah.
Oh, man, dude, it felt good, dude. I missed them, dude.
Bush came out.
Yeah, everyone.
Korn
was there. Korn was there. Avenged Sevenfold was there. I still need to finish watching it, but, guys, if you guys are a Linkin Park fan, like... It was funny. Adam told me something odd. He's like, the way you spoke about Chris Cornell, like, this is the first band, I guess, that
first
you've had.
Well, first celebrity, like, actually, like,
It hurts.
It still hurts.
Yeah, I know. It's
fucking crazy.
Listening to that, I'm like, I'm missing him already, dude. And so much talent, dude. Anyways, it's worth checking out, guys. It's a 3-hour long video, right?
Yeah, they just kept going.
It was beautiful, guys. So again, it's worth checking out. So that's all I got for that. All right, man, let's hit it, man. Marvel. This is awesome. Thanks. This is not Marvel necessarily yet. TV movies. Michael Bay is producing a Dora the Explorer live-action film.
Oh my God.
He fucked over our childhood with such movies as Transformers. Dora? At least he's going to destroy the next generation's kids' movies for them.
It's a fucking cartoon. Explosion. There's no explosions.
Yes.
Explosion. God damn it, Michael Bay.
There needs to be more explosions. It's Dora the fucking Explorer, guys.
See that guy? That's Dora. Destroy her.
Pretty much, dude. Next one, because it's going to be a Venom movie officially begins production.
Cool.
All right, I'm down with that. Marvel has plans for 2 of Thor Ragnarok's breakout characters. So 2 characters are going to be introduced. Actually, a bunch of characters are going to be introduced.
Right. And I guess a lot of characters, nobody's going to know who the fuck they are.
No, not at all, dude. So I'm down with that, dude. This one came out recently, dude. Recently. Han Solo. Ron Howard reshot nearly all of the Star Wars spinoff. So it was originally going to be produced by Lord and Miller, and then they left, quote-unquote, got fired.
From the Solo movie.
Yes, because they, I guess, were writing it too comedic, and Disney said, nah, fuckers, we don't like this tone. So they got Ron Howard, great fucking director, producer, and he literally had to reshoot everything.
The whole fucking movie.
Pretty much. It says that the report, all the upcoming spinoff movie, Star Wars Story, doubling the budget in the process. So I'm kind of curious about what that looks
Jesus.
Like. Jesus. Logan director confirms he's working on X-23 movie script.
I know. I read that.
I'm down. Yeah. Next one's going to be Captain Marvel production start date shifts to February. So it was supposed to begin filming in January, and now it's going to start filming in February.
Yeah.
DC News, Deathstroke film in development at Warner Brothers.
They kind of have to, right?
He is the... Oh, yeah, he's the best anti-hero DC has.
What Marvel guy would you put him as? He's like...
They said Rob Liefeld fucking stole fucking the idea for Deadpool.
From Deathstroke?
Yeah. So I guess Deadpool? I mean, he's got a healing factor. He's an assassin, so technically Deadpool.
2 swords...
Yeah, I mean, everything Deadpool has, guess what? Deathstroke had it way before.
So Deathstroke was first.
Yeah.
See, so, fucking Reinfeld.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, dude. Next one's going to be Suicide Squad 2, reportedly begins filming in March. It's more DC. I don't know. Speaking of DC, dude, Justice League on track for $110 to $120 million U.S. debut.
Whew. You know what? I believe it.
Yeah,
I can see it make that money. We were talking
about this on the ride over to LA, dude. 2 hours and 1 minute. It's going to be the shortest DC movie film to date. How do you feel about 2 hours to introduce characters that nobody knows?
Like,
go ahead.
You're going to spend at least 45 minutes introducing all these characters.
Pretty much.
At least.
And then have them work together.
An hour and 15 minutes for a storyline.
Superman has to come back.
He's going to come back at the end.
Mm-hmm.
You just know. I mean, he's already working out. Come on. He's going to come back at the end, and I want to see if they're going to put on, like, at the end, Darkseid comes out or something.
I'm curious, dude.
Because you're fighting Darkseid's dad, you were telling me.
Yeah, Steppenwolf, his uncle, I'm going to say.
Oh, his uncle? Yeah. Okay.
Next one's going to be rumors. Flashpoint's movie, Fate, tied to Justice League's success. Trip out on this. A new report suggests Warner Brothers is waiting to see how Justice League performs next month before moving ahead with such films as Flashpoint.
Okay, I think so. Smart.
Same. Now, the idea of Flashpoint would be dope.
Might be a little too confusing for some people, but maybe.
It's pretty much in that version is instead of Bruce Wayne's parents dying in Crime Alley, it's Batman's dad, Thomas Wayne.
Lives,
and Bruce Wayne, young Bruce Wayne, and Martha are killed. Okay. And he becomes Batman, but a dark Batman that kills.
Kind of like a Red Hood.
Kind of. Yeah,
just
smokes
people.
Yeah. Guns, straight up, dude.
Straight up guns. No Batwings.
I would be curious to see that, but again, we don't know what's going on, man. All right, anywhere you want to go, man?
Fucking, let's see. I read a couple comics. Dark Arc number 2, we reviewed this last month, And after the first issue, we have a full-out free-for-all fucking fight in Dark Art. All the demons are fucking fighting each other, killing each other. The humans that have been chained to feed these demons are now up open season on them. They're like, fuck it, let's go ahead and eat these guys before these guys eat them. Mm-hmm. So we got a pack of werewolves coming looking and are welcomed by Crawl. This is the lion head winged beast. It's what is it called? It's a mythical
griffin.
No, not a
griffin. We always go through this.
It's are you sure? I had it on the tip of my tongue.
Chimera?
Chimera. All right. I don't think it was Charmera. That starts with a K. But anyways.
Kamara,
I think.
Okay.
Anyways, he has a lion head, wings, and a scorpion tail. And
always argue about that.
He's a pretty badass. He's taken a liking to this woman. And he kills all these fucking werewolves. And he makes them look like, you fucking better watch me tear all these werewolves. Tells the humans. Tear all these werewolves apart, okay. Because if you look away, I'm gonna eat you. To show you that, hey, I fucking came here, and I fucking, like, I'm your fucking daddy. Like, I fucking saved you.
Okay.
I don't even know how to say this name.
That's good.
Shari.
Shari. I guess Shari, it works for me, dude.
It's kind of like Noah's opposite of Noah. He's on the Noah's Ark, but the bad one. He's a captain of the Ark of this the bad is, Ark.
You did review the first one, right?
Yeah.
Okay, that's why it sounds.
Couple episodes ago. Yeah. So this is for people who don't know what's going on. This is Noah's Ark, but this is Noah's Ark's on the other side, and then we have another Ark full of demons. So the Shira guy goes down, and Griffins and Harry Potter goes down to settle things, and he has some magic at his fingertips. The leader of the Naga, they're kind of like a demon face with like a tail, like a fish. I don't know what the fuck. Anyways,
okay.
The Nagas was killed last issue by Crawl, but all her followers have blamed the blood drinkers, the vampires instead.
Yeah.
Then everyone starts blaming all their enemies. No. This guy did it. This guy, just so that the homeboy can throw them off the boat. We all see the vampire lord has some dirt on the captain of this arc that will come out if not helped. So he's like, you know what, dude, we have our secrets and we all know you have your fucking secrets. So okay. If you want me to spill my beans, you need to just fucking relax.
Okay.
They call him, on his bluff about throwing them out of the sea. They know that the captain has made a bargain with the devil to complete this mission by bringing all these demons whenever this water stops. So they kind of know, like, dude, you can't really do anything. I don't know how much longer peace is going to go on this ship before it all blows up. The vampire lords has an ace up their sleeves. As the last panel, we see an army of them swimming underneath the ship in secret. So there's only supposed to be two of fucking, like, the arc.
Of every animal.
But we got the vampires fucking, like, tagging along underneath the boat.
Interesting. Okay.
So...
It's an Image title, right?
No, this is a...
Boom?
Maybe Action Comics. I don't remember. It's by Bunn.
Oh, interesting.
Colin Bunn.
Okay.
Great art. I don't know the artist. And I said in the last one, I don't remember. So anyways, it's a good comic. I like it.
That's awesome. Cool, man. How many more do you have?
I got maybe one more.
Do you want to go or do you want me to jump in real quick?
I'll do it real quick. I read a lot of Batman, too, but I picked up this DC House of Horror. These are really...
I've never...
It just came out.
Okay.
Some short stories.
Short stories.
Yeah, short stories of, like, different shit, like, with superheroes. So the first one is... We're in Smallville. It's called... I believe it's called Bump in the Night. It's a Superman story. And this is when Superman lands as a boy. Mm-hmm. But not as... the Superman we know him as. So we have the Kent's dad's already fucking dead at the ship. So the guy, Superman, has come out of the ship and killed Kent. And his mom, the mom is running around looking for her husband. And she just gets fucking wrecked by this wolf-looking shadow monster-type kid.
Okay.
But he's wearing a cape.
Okay.
So he's wearing a red cape, right? So he's fucking, he's kind of like toying with her, messing with her. Obviously, this is fucking Superman as a boy landing on the in the cornfield.
Okay.
But not the Superman we know. This is a demon.
Interesting.
And pretty much just fucks her up, throws a fucking truck on her.
That's her?
Yeah, like dude.
He fucks her up.
He fucks her up, kills her, and takes off flying. He's kind of like a...
That looks dope, dude.
Like a demon-looking
okay.
monster. I'll do one more short one. This girl is... this one is called Man's World.
And I love it already.
Yeah. It's a woman, and she is walking around in a kind of a daze with blood all over her face,
okay.
Over her clothes, and we get flashbacks of what happened. Before she started walking out, looks like her and her friend, lesbian friends, have a Ouija board, and they're fucking around and they're trying to call the Amazons.
Okay, the Amazonians.
Yeah. Amazonians, and we see that she gets possessed by one of them, and she straight up kills like policemen, all her fucking lesbian friends. That's why she got all the blood over herself. Mm. So she's walking around. She's killing people. She went back to her house, killed her dad, and she looks in the mirror.
So she gets possessed?
Well, who'd she get possessed by? By fucking Wonder Woman, dude.
Crazy.
So.
Let me see this real quick.
It's pretty cool, man. There's a lot of short stories in it.
So it's a trade paperback for the most
part. Yeah, I bought this at my buddy's comic shop, mm-hmm. Nuclear Comics. Great comic book store. I drive an extra 20-25 miles just to go to this comic.
Good. Give him a shout out, dude. Nuclear Comics in Lake Forest.
Lake Forest Mission. It's in between. Vallejo. It's on Alisio Parkway.
You've introduced me to Homeboy before. Really down to earth cat. Dude.
Cool cat.
You said he listens to the pod.
He wants to come on the pod and he listens.
Dope, dude. Kenny, right?
Yeah, Kenny.
Kenny, dude.
Good guy, dude.
We're actually talking about you when we were at happy hour yesterday. Like, we want your insight on a few things because you know... Yeah, you have your own shop and you don't like fucking over...
For like forever, dude.
You don't like fucking over your customers. Like, your deals at the cons when we see you... You have legit. Great prices on your stuff, dude.
And legit.
Even I've taken several people over afterwards, mm-hmm. and like he's like, I appreciate you bringing them, you know, bringing me business. It's like, nah, man, like you have the legit best prices here. So way cool, man.
Yeah, he has 30% off all the new paperbacks that come out that week on the racks. Great guy. If you want more information, hit me up at Mem the Beaner.
There you go. All right, guys. Next one's going to be for me. It's going to be Batman the Merciless, number one. Ooh, Peter J. Tomasi, I love.
It's good.
And Francis Monopole. Even the art in here is great.
It's good,
so, right guys, man. The Merciless is going to be the twisted version of Batman taking over if he had, who? Amazonian powers?
Amazonian
weaponry.
The God of War.
Yes, the God of War. Okay, starts off with Batman holding Diana as they're both beat up and bloodied after a war they've just fought. Then it jumps into our current time. World, where the government is trying to put together countermeasures to combat a new threat, which is all these twisted Batmans showing up all over, like, oh, we are fucked.
And Justice League's gone.
Justice League is off world. They're all lost by this point, dude. Especially now since the JLA has gone missing. We now see Colonel Lane decides to make a move using a sort of like a super powered kryptonite nuke for the most part.
Yes.
And it's like, fuck it, bomb. Let's take these fuckers out. We now see Lane press the button, like aimed towards them, like, oh fuck, this twisted Batman's here. It's like, well, you're gonna kill us. Yeah, but as long as we take Homeboy out mm-hmm. with this, let's do it. It's really cool. Because now his answer is, we gotta kill thousands to save billions. So it's kind of really, really cool. And we see Trevor there. What's his name?
Oh, yes. Wonder Woman's ex boyfriend.
Is late to stop the Colonel. But as we get an inner monologue from the Merciless, which is Batman, we see that because of his love he had for Diana is what made him snap.
Yes.
So essentially, in that twisted world of the dark multiverse, they had a thing they had a thing together, straight up. And seeing her die is what made him fuck it. This is a God of War helmet. And she even warned him, like, it's going to seduce you. I don't want you to put it on. It's going to turn you evil.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, well, this is the only way to stop fucking Ares. Like, I'm going to do what has to be done. That's what he does. And it's really cool because there's a panel and he's like, who are you to challenge the God of War? And this came, you know, it's just really cool, dude. So Batman puts it on and as he gets called out. Anyways, this came with the consequences. He put on this helmet as Diana had warned him, you know, it corrupts him while giving the power of a god. He thought in his mind he could change the war and death with his code of ethics, like no killing. Right. He gets seduced and he goes dark. And then it jumps into the current time now with everyone on the fritz freaking out over the bomb launch, along with the Merciless finally arriving as well. And it's just cool because even the panels we see, like, this Merciless still has memories of Diana dying in his arms and, like, what his mission is now. So even though he's twisted, it looks like they're kind of trying to humanize this version.
Of this demon, yeah.
Kind of. But then there's a page. So, it's gnarly to see him finally arrive. All of them has kept an eye on Soup's. Oh, okay. So he comes to this world. They show all the seven Batman twisted versions. And he looks at Superman, but he doesn't have enough balls to look at our Wonder Woman. He's like, I miss her. I can't even look at this version of her because she's alive in this world. Then it shows him wandering off into the temple. So this is when they first seduced Batman and opened the gate when they first came over. This is like a medal number two.
Okay,
so then it shows him wandering off into the temple, and on the walls we see a bunch of inscriptions as his future was molded to open the gate, Batman, and what he went through. And then we get some odd panels coming from the Merciless, like, and he says, his inner monologue, you warned me of its power. Warned me once I put it on, I'd never take it off. I love you, Diana, and I'm so sorry. But at the end it kind of alludes to the fact that she was going to put on the helmet.
Great twist.
And he had to kill her
to put it on.
To put it on because he didn't want the woman he loves to get seduced by something so dark. I like it. It's an interesting twist, though, right?
I had to read it twice. I'm like, wait a minute.
Did
what?
That just happen? Yeah.
What?
Next one's going to be The Flash number 33. Bats Out of Hell is what it's called. Joshua Williamson is the writer. Howard Porter is the artist. This one I really enjoyed. It starts off with Barry and Supes racing towards a scene with some great inner monologues. And it's from Barry Allen. Superman and I have raced many times, but today I need him to win. The multiverse depends on it. That's how it starts off. Then as the story continues, we get a breakdown of the seven Batman, which are, as we spoke about, we've spoken about most of them, dude.
Yes.
So the Merciless, so the Drowning, they're really good. And we get how they're all perverted versions of Batman.
Yes.
Like when a good man finally snaps. And just really cool. I've read another one. Yeah, anyways. So it's really cool. Then we see Barry and Steel working together to send Superman through the Phantom Zone to save Batman. They're still looking for Batman. So the Batman who laughs, they planned this, plotted this. So
they figured it out. Yeah.
And so they send him through a portal, dude. Along with the other teams, we also see that have been put together to find different pieces of the Nth metal. This metal, they believe that can trigger or help combat these twisted versions of Batman, where they're hoping. And then we see Cyborg finally gives each of the JLA members an eerie warning, like, you guys all need to run. They're after you guys.
Because he got fucked
they
up.
They all got fucked up, dude.
You got fucked up.
So it's been an issue. I've been digging this arc.
This is Metal 3 you're reviewing.
This is, this is one of the tie-ins. So it's The Flash.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, it's his tie-in for this one. And it's he tells them to run. As soon as that happens, it looks like a Cyborg's boom tubes appear and start transporting each team. They're like, Cyborg, is this you? And they just get sucked into these boom tubes.
Oh, nice.
It's really interesting. And then the only ones that don't get a boom tube is Flash and Steel. And if we get an odd interaction coming from Steel, he tells Barry Allen straight up, he goes, I've never told you this, but I've always hated Batman.
Wow.
And just weird, as everyone, a team gets transported out via boom tube, for Flash and Steel, it's two characters come out, and it's, fuck me, dude. Two of them comes out of the boom tube, and it's the Murder Machine and Devastator.
Okay.
So, Murder Machine is Batman with Cyborg's powers.
Yes.
The Alfred protocols. And Devastator would be the souped up Doomsday version of Batman.
Batman. Yeah, he took the fucking He took the serum of Doomsday.
Yes.
And he's became Doomsday.
That's exactly what it is. And we got to review that one too, dude. So really cool to see that. And they get their asses kicked straight up. But again, they're fighting Superman, but twisted versions of, I'm sorry, Batman.
Batman.
Yeah. And it's really cool, dude. So I enjoyed it, dude. It was, the art's great. The Flash has been an underrated title. Joshua Williamson is a great writer. So to still be on board with The Flash, I'm enjoying it, dude. It was really cool. We see the Flash lose focus as they egg him on, just start talking shit on him, so he kind of falls into one of their traps. And then it goes into now inner monologue from the Batman Who Laughs.
So okay. We get. I want to know more about this.
That one, yeah. I can't wait for, dude. That's what I'm waiting for. And this is the most we've gotten from him. He says, "On my world, I developed ways to eliminate the Justice League. They found out and were so disappointed in me. I betrayed their trust. It was a dark day for the Justice League. But in all honesty, I was holding back. Now imagine 7 Bruce Waynes put their heads together. What a horror. What horror could they be capable of?"
Wow.
So I like it. He's just dark and twisted anyways. And I like dark and twisted anyways. So.
It was good.
Yeah, I'm enjoying that, dude. I'm not digging Marvel.
I'm not reading Marvel. I'm a little upset with Marvel. Marvel's doing horrible.
I'm glad I'm not...
Do something about it, man.
I'm glad I don't have enough time to read. I'm in
that. Well, I don't know. I don't know, man. I don't know what to do about Marvel. You know, like we said, there's these jumps. Now DC's up ahead. Now Marvel went down. And then they'll do something. And then Marvel will go up. Image is good. There's a lot of different... Yeah, a lot of different press, comic book places. But back to piggyback on your tie-in with the Devastator.
Yeah.
Now, I'm curious to see what happens when he has to, like, really fight or talk to Wonder Woman.
Yeah.
Like, could this be a fucking weakness?
Interesting.
Because they're going to eventually have to fucking win.
Actually, that's awesome because I got now several counter questions to you. Well, to end this title, it pretty much ends now. All the boom tubes set them off to... They each are in a separate bat cave, and now they each have to combat each other's version.
Oh, okay.
So it's even awesome what fucking the Batman Who Laughs says. He's like, now imagine there are bat caves. Imagine what it would be like if each bat cave was made specifically to kill each of you guys.
Nice.
So it's Diana with the Merciless. It's Aquaman with the Drowning. So everyone's in their own twisted version of bat cave.
See if they already got their ass kicked.
Against
and now they're going into their houses.
Yes. So I'm curious, dude. I'm liking it. I love Batman, anyways. And
I, you know what, DC's. I love it. They make me. Usually, you don't want to buy fucking tie-ins.
You're fucking all about it, dude.
And Marvel tie-ins are like
a thousand.
I don't want to read fucking Squirrel Girl, fucking shitty ass tie-in. Yeah,
not at all.
These tie-ins, I'm actually buying the fucking copy.
Yeah,
and that means.
And they're sick fucking.
A lot. Sick. Yeah, like, the fucking covers.
Yeah, they're metallic and they just look fucking
like
sick.
I don't know, foil fucking.
Kind of, yeah. But foils. They're sharp. They look sharp, dude. So we'll see if we can put one of those ones up, dude. All right, man.
Maybe this one.
All right, cool, man. I really enjoyed it, dude. That's all I got for this week. Next week, we are back to our normal What the Fuck News, guys. I don't know what I have because I haven't touched What the Fuck News anymore. Hopefully, Sex Facts. We haven't hit that in a while.
Cool.
All right, man. We'll figure it out, dude. All right, guys. You guys can find my boy, Adam.
You can find me at Mem the Beaner on Twitter and Instagram.
You guys can find the at CSBell_1 on Twitter, I think. You guys can find me at For the Villain on Twitter, though. You guys can find me at the comic_syndicate on Instagram. I put up a bunch of pictures on Facebook. So you find me on Facebook. Follow the Facebook on the Comic Syndicate. That's all we got. All
righty, guys.
See you guys next week.
Peace out.